KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have cloudy skies, 62 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. Our forecast for today, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms at a high of 73. In area news, the Cass County Sheriff's Office on Monday said 25-year-old Morgan Barbara Dvorak of Atlantic was arrested last week on a charge of simple assault. Dvorak was taken to the Cass County Jail on September 26th and later released on bond before being transferred to the Montgomery County Jail for an active warrant out of Montgomery County. And last Friday, Cass County deputies arrested 21-year-old Thomas Williamson Bruning of Griswold on a charge of public intoxication. Bruning was brought to the Cass County Jail and released Saturday on his own recognizance. Two men from Nebraska were arrested Saturday night on drug charges in Walnut. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday 21-year-old Aaron Mark Dye of Hastings, Nebraska, and 18-year-old Martin Peyton Horde of Harvard, Nebraska, were arrested with the help of Cass County Sheriff's Deputy Tyler Shields and his canine partner. Dye and Horde were charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia after deputies were called to the Cenex gas station on Antique City Drive in Walnut for a report of vice activity. Authorities recovered from the suspects four syringes, one loaded with an unknown content and one empty, the bottom half of a burned aluminum pop can, a baggie containing a clear plastic stamp with bags of unknown quantity, that is, and Q-tips. The suspect's Nissan Sentra was impounded following their arrest. The Pott County Sheriff's Office said also 36-year-old Randy Lee Nixon of Crescent was arrested Saturday night for OWI first offense after the vehicle he was driving was pulled over for a malfunctioning headlight on Old Lincoln Highway. And 40-year-old Thomas Dwight Kaiser of Underwood was arrested late Friday morning following a disturbance in Underwood. Kaiser, who has a protection order issued against him, is alleged to have taken the phone from his ex-girlfriend and left the area prior to his arrest at the Underwood gas station. He was charged with violating a protection order and obstruction of emergency communications. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a traffic stop near 130th on Bluebird Avenue Saturday resulted in the arrest of 20-year-old Andrew James Nippert of Harlan. Nippert was charged with OWI first offense and possession of marijuana. He was also issued multiple traffic citations. Nippert was later released from the Audubon County Jail and is scheduled to appear in court this Thursday. The sheriff's office said also no injuries were reported following an accident early Friday afternoon at the intersection of Highway 71 and South Street in Brayton. 49-year-old Richard Dean Anderson of Brayton was stopped at the intersection on Highway 71 southbound, waiting to turn left. 34-year-old Fawad Jassem Muhammad of West Des Moines was also southbound but failed to notice Anderson's 2006 Chrysler Pacifica. Muhammad's 2007 Chevy Silverado hit the back of the Pacifica, causing a total of $3,000 damage. Deputies charged Muhammad with failure to maintain control, while Anderson was charged with failure to have insurance and a registration violation. An ongoing investigation into drug activity following a traffic stop last spring in Ringgold County has resulted in charges. The sheriff's office reports 49-year-old Harvey Ray Roach Jr. was charged with felony distribution and selling of methamphetamine. Roach, whose last reported address was listed as Tingley, was arrested following the search of his vehicle in March by the Ringgold County K-9 unit. The investigation into Roach's alleged narcotics involvement was conducted by the Ringgold County Sheriff's Office, the State of Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement, and South Central Iowa Drug Task Force. And authorities in Montgomery County, Kentucky, have arrested a Mount Sterling, Kentucky man in connection with the August 30th murder of a man from Council Bluffs. Bluffs police say a warrant was issued for the arrest of 35-year-old Arthur J. Crum, charging him with murder in the first degree in connection with the murder of 39-year-old Larry Scott. Scott's body was found laying in the middle of Avenue B in Council Bluffs, just west of North 10th Street, at around 4:20 a.m. on August 30th. The man had died from a gunshot wound. Crum was being held in Kentucky while awaiting extradition on the warrant. The investigation is ongoing. Authorities say anyone with information about that incident is urged to contact the Council Bluffs Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division at 712-328-4728. And taking a look at our funeral announcements, Mary Leona Oberholtz Gilman, age 88, of Rural Stewart, died Friday. A celebration of life service for Mary Gilman will be today at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home, Stewart Chapel, has the arrangements. Helen Knott, age 98, of Manila, died Friday in Omaha. A mass of Christian burial for Helen Knott will be today at 11 o'clock at Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home of Manila has the arrangements. Louis Odendahl, age 98, of Manning, died Saturday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. A mass of Christian burial for Louis Odendahl will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Charles Allen Van Arnum of Wyota died Sunday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Charlie Van Arnum will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Gerald Jerry Nairn, age 70, of Harlan, died September 26th. The celebration of life service for Jerry Nairn will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Rhodey Funeral Home in Kingsley. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan is assisting with the arrangements. Ray Dreher, age 75, of Hamlin, died Thursday in Carroll, and cremation has taken place. Memorial services for Ray Dreher will be held on October 15th at 5 p.m. at the Exira Lutheran Church. Hockenberry Family Care of Audubon has the arrangements. Darlene Armstrong, age 92, of Manson and formerly of Atlantic, died Monday at the Good Samaritan Society in Manson. Services for Darlene Armstrong are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Mary Claire Bowman, age 80, of Harlan, died Monday in Erling. Services for Mary Bowman are pending at Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Martha Marie Kramer, age 96, of Atlantic, died Sunday at her home. Services for Martha Kramer are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. And Marilyn Steinbeck, age 75, of Griswold, has died. Services for Marilyn Steinbeck are pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.